This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and I am joined on the Torch Audio Update once again by our special guest from The Ultimate Fighter 9, Cameron Dollar. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Real good.
All right, Cameron, you've been training in and out following your exit from the show, and last night we found out just how your season ended. Unfortunately for both you and the rest of Team US, it is an all-lightweight UK final. You had a tough fight against Andre Winner coming into there with a rib injury. Got yourself caught in a triangle after attempting a takedown, and he got on top of you, and a little back and forth on that. How did that fight go down for you? Were you hampered by the injury? Was it kind of a toll from the 6 weeks and multiple fights? What happened in that fight for you?
You know, what happened in that fight was, I had been training pretty hard, and, one of the biggest things I learned about being in that house and being on that show, was one of the most important things that you should do is take care of yourself. And I think DeMarcus, you know, hit the nail right on the head. He figured it out real quick earlier on in the house as far as, you know, it was really important just to take care of yourself and keep yourself injury free, and try to get through, you know, your fights, with as minimal injuries as you possibly could. And one thing I didn't do was obviously that, like 2 days right before my fight, I was rolling around with Richie. And he had me in a guillotine, and I went to put him in a move to get out of the guillotine, and my rib popped out. And it was, it hurt pretty bad, you know. And it definitely affected me in my fight. You know, I don't like to make excuses, but one thing that's happened to me is I've never lost a fight unless I've had something wrong with me, and that sounds kind of hypocritical, but... I definitely went into the fight with a hurt rib, and my foot was pretty messed up from my fight with Martin Stapleton. If you look back at the fight, I throw like one kick, and I catch him right on his hip bone with my foot, which I thought my foot was broken at first, but it was just like torn tendons and ligaments. Once I got home, I got an x-ray and figured it out. But, you know... other than that, I lost, you know, fair and square. We went out there, banged, and, you know, he rocked me with a good hit, and it shook me up a little bit, so I started throwing a little wildly, and I went to take him down, and I was having trouble trying to get him down with a single leg. My rib was hurting pretty bad, and then I went to take him down with a sweep, and... when I went to take him down, I don't know if anybody noticed it, but if you watch the video, you can see him grab onto the fence, and not to say that, you know, it would have totally changed the outcome, but it definitely helped him advance his position and, you know, into getting me into full mount. So, other than that, I mean, you know, it was just plain as day. He beat me, and all I can do is learn from what happened, you know, thank God I'm getting another opportunity, you know, fighting in the finale, so it'll be good. Just go out there and redeem myself, you know. Don't let it happen again.
Well, and then like I said at the beginning, the other lightweight finalist is Ross Pearson, who beat your US teammate Jason Dent. And we saw who was fighting who last week, and you kind of dropped a hint that you wanted to fight Dent, and Dana kind of took that one and was thinking about that. Since all the lightweight fights are done, who do you got coming up on this finale next week? Did they put you with Dent? Did they put you with someone else? Who are you fighting?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually fighting Jason Dent, as far as I know. That's what I've been who I have been asked to fight, and, you know, of course I said yes, so I'm fighting Jason Dent, and should be a great fight. Hopefully, you know, there's a little bit more than just the fight behind it. There's the aspect that, you know, we don't really care for each other either, so it'll be good. A lot of emotion in it, probably.
With a couple of months away from the house now, have you healed up? Are you injury free coming into this bout through training?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling. You know, I was just sick. I was just out in Utah training with DeMarcus. I've been home for 2 days now. Yeah, 2 days. I got home on Monday. No, so I've been home a little bit longer than 2 days, but I'm good. I was sick while I was out there with DeMarcus, but I'm getting better, and I feel great. I feel real strong, injury free, so should be great. As long as nothing happens from now until the fight, should be good to go.
Dent in his fight showed a penchant for definitely standing up. In his career, he's taken a couple of bigger name guys to decisions in the UFC. He's had obviously more experience than you coming into this. You're just 22 coming into this. How are you feeling coming into this fight on this finale in Las Vegas, in the Octagon, you know, big lights, Spike TV, all of that? How is that coming along for you, and how's your mindset coming into this fight with Jason Dent?
Honestly, I couldn't be more excited, you know. It being on the biggest show there is, the biggest promotion there is, it doesn't bother me at all, you know. I was hanging out with Uriah Faber right before I came home, right after I left DeMarcus's. I went out to Sacramento and watched Uriah Faber and his rematch against Mike Brown, and you know, I got a little bit of taste of what it's going to be like, you know, coming out there and the crowd size and just seeing how amazing it is and the vibe that you feel. And that's just something that I love, you know. I love all the people there. It doesn't make, you know, any more pressure or anything like that. And me, I'm just looking at this as an awesome opportunity, you know. Dent has had, you know, the chance to fight pretty big names, you know. He's fought Roger Huerta, and I don't know how. I know that he lost, but I don't know how he lost. And no, I don't get mixed up in much of that. It doesn't really matter to me. All I know is he bleeds red just like I do, and he breathes, you know, breathes the same air that I do. So it should be good. It should be a lot of fun.
After having seen him fight a few times on the show while you were there, and getting it back now and having a chance to look at that, is there anything in particular you're looking to do in this fight? Do you think you might have a ground advantage with your wrestling base? Is there any type of strategy that you're really going into with this, or are you just kind of, this is another fight and you're taking your opportunity?
I'm just looking at this as another fight. It doesn't really, you know, I don't think his jiu-jitsu is any better than mine. I don't think his stand-up's any better than mine. And, you know, I'm just going out there. I've trained really hard. I've improved tremendously since I've been home. And I'm just going to go out there and just, you know, show off my skills, what I've been working on. And I don't really go in there with a set game plan, you know what I mean? I just go in there and I fill it out. And, you know, whatever I see come, whatever openings I see, I'm just going to take, you know. I've wrestled since sixth grade, and I've wrestled with some of the best people in the world, so I know my wrestling's, you know, legit. And my stand-up, you know, people say it wasn't that great in the house, and I even said it wasn't that great, but, I mean, I had to have been doing something right to make it as far as I have. And, you know, I know that it may not be crisp and clean as to what, you know, other people think is crisp and clean, but I know that I hit hard enough to knock somebody out, and you know, I know that I'm dangerous, and I'm just as much of a threat as he is, so it should be good. It should be a lot of fun, you know. He's older than me. Yeah, he's had more experience than me, but that doesn't mean anything to me. It's just, you know, he's done it more, and I'm gonna catch up. I'm gonna go in there and practice my skills and have fun. That's all it is. It's just another fight. It's all about fun. You know, if people don't do it because they love it. They're doing it for all the wrong intentions. So
last time we talked, you talked about, you know, they played it up as you being scared going into the Stapleton fight, but really, like you said, it's the whole adrenaline rush thing of it, and you get really nervous beforehand, but then you let it out in the cage. Is this just going to be amplified on this stage compared to what you've experienced before?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I can't, like, honestly, I can't wait. One of the biggest shows I fought on, they went underground, they went out of business now, but I fought on this show here in Colorado. It was called the ACF and American Championship Fighting, and they only did two shows, but they were by far one of the biggest shows I ever fought on. And the one that I fought on, the second show, and it was at the Denver Coliseum, and there was at least 6,000 people there. And they had over like $55,000 in fireworks on the inside, and it was awesome. And the feeling that you get is cool, and it's finally what the reason that I'm doing it. Like, I'm not in the house. There's going to be a huge crowd there. Friends and family are going to be there. The support's going to be there. I mean, I got one of my family members is cornering me, you know. So it's going to be awesome. It's everything I wanted and then some. So it'll be perfect.
So basically, you get to go into this fight not having to worry about going back to a house with a bunch of guys that you don't necessarily like or want to be around after 6 weeks in the house, and you don't have to go back to a house with the guy that you just fought either.
Yep, exactly. You know, unfortunately, I'm not going into this fight fighting for a $100,000 contract, but in my eyes, that's still in my grasp, you know what I mean? I just got to work harder for it now. You know, I think if I beat Dent, I don't see why the UFC wouldn't bring me back again, you know? And as long as I'm, you know, making a name for myself and doing good things and bringing fans and bringing people to the show, I mean, I don't see why, you know, as long as I don't burn any bridges or make any stupid decisions or do anything dumb, I think I can make a home for myself, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I can't wait because, like you said, I don't have to go back home with these other guys, and it's exactly what I wanted. You know, I get to listen to music now when I'm cutting weight, and this is the whole reason I wanted to be in the house, you know, was to fight on the finale, and it's going to happen, so.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is you know, you're still only 22 years old. You've got nothing to do but improve now. You know, you're getting your shot here, and all you can do is get better going forward.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Well, I know you're getting ready to start training. So, is there anything else that you wanna touch on before heading into your show next weekend?
You know, I'd just like to tell you thank you for, you know, giving me the interview and the opportunity to, you know, explain to the fans and the people, you know, exactly what's going on, and to keep, you know, up to date with the events and the things that I might be doing. And I'd also like to thank my sponsors as well, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
One of my sponsors is Clever TV, Westside Tattoo, Colorado Springs Automotive Group, and people can also check out my website, CameronDollar.com, and, you know, also stay up to date with the current things that are going on as well. So,
all right, Cameron. Well, we will be. We look forward to watching you and your fight next weekend against Jason Dent, and we'll talk to you sometime after that fight.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
All right, Cameron. Have a good night.
All right, you too, man.